Erica Suzuki from WikiSchool in England.
And I'm Grim Yoka from Rismeka Mariam Senior High School in Japan.
We are in Cambridge with the Naked Scientists as part of a UK-Japan workshop doing a science communication project. We went to the Department of Engineering to interview students doing a project involving sensors.
First, we interviewed Heba Beran, the PhD researcher supervising this session.
We started by asking her what she works on.
I do work on wireless sensor network.
What's a wireless sensor network?
It's like a small computer, but without a keyboard and no screen.
How do these sensors affect our everyday life, and how do you suppose they will affect our lives in the future?
So with wireless sensor network, we can build very smart city and a smart infrastructure. Maybe when you go to train station and you go into a carriage, there is a lot of people, but next carriage might be empty. So you want the train to tell you which carriage to go to. So these kind of information where we can collect it from the wireless sensors and feeding that data to a central unit where it will actually benefit that kind of city.
Do low-power wireless sensor networks affect our health?
So the type that I actually design, it's low frequency where the bandwidth doesn't go in inside the body. So mobile phones, actually the signals, it goes inside the brain. But the low-power wireless sensors, because the range of the signal is in low 800 to 900 hertz, it doesn't actually go in inside the body. So it goes and bends around corners and around the obstacles, but it doesn't interfere or it goes in into the brain.
So it's not harmful to your body?
It's not, no. It's actually the mobile phones, we haven't had any study of how much it could affect us, because wireless bandwidth, it could go in inside the body and mobile phone signals can go inside the body, but we don't have enough a study. So some researcher will say it will affect and some researcher will say it doesn't affect and it's not harmful. So we don't have any answers today because the whole entire technology, it's kind of young and it has been in the market for people to use it around 20, 25 years, where the people, every single person had a mobile phones. But for wireless sensors, we're trying to avoid that kind of debate. And I design the sensors where it's low power and very low bandwidth.
These low power wireless sensor networks seem to be safe for humans. Thank you, Heba.
Next, we asked the students about their project, where they are making their own sensor circuit.
My name is Edward Brewer, and I'm from St. Mary Redcliffe and Temple School in Bristol.
My name is Minami Tani, and my school is Kyoto University of Education Attached SHS.
Okay, what are you designing?
So we're currently making a circuit to measure water presence or not.
How do you design it?
Basically, the principle is you find an input and you want a particular output and you're measuring something. So in this case, we detach two water probes. And the principle behind the circuit is that if the sensors say, yes, there is indeed water, then it will create a circuit and then it will all join up, putting electricity towards this output, and we'll decide what to put on there. So we perhaps will put a buzzer or an LED or something.
What are the necessary points of our designing?
Normally you'd look at, you know, the problem as one huge, great big thing. But in engineering, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to break it down into small parts as possible and then focus on the small parts one at a time. So in this idea, we see the whole problem as trying to detect water or not. And then we've broken it down into how we're actually going to go about detecting it and how we're actually going to know that it has been detected.
Where will you use those water sensors?
You could use it for detecting water inside walls, or a more important use of it would be for detecting leaks in pipes in certain places, or you could use it for checking groundwater presence before you dig there or maybe build something.
Minami, do you want to become an engineer in the future?
I haven't decided.
Do you think this experience here at the Cambridge University was very helpful?
Yes, I think so. どの分野に行くにしても、こっちの分野でこういう現象はこういうふうにつながっていくっていうのが分かれば、 どういうふうに協力していけばいいかっていうのがおのずと分かってくる。
What Minami said is that regardless of what field of science you end up in, by understanding the connections between certain scientific phenomena within this field, you can start to understand how the different fields can cooperate and interlink.
Thank you to everyone involved in the making of this podcast. We spoke to Ms. Bevan, Edward, and Minami.
Signing off. Bye-bye.